Tomorrow is President's Day. The first president had a special connection to Washington College in Chestertown, Maryland. It's the only college to which George Washington gave money in his lifetime. And though Washington himself never attended college, Washington College gave him an honorary degree in 1789. The college commissioned a poll this month. A random sample of Americans was asked to name America's greatest president. George Washington came in seventh, after Lincoln, Reagan, Franklin Roosevelt, Kennedy, Clinton, and the current President Bush. And what did respondents say when faced with a hypothetical race between George Washington and George W. Bush?
There's very intense partisan feeling.
Ted Widmer is a professor of history at Washington College and helped design the survey.
Republicans would vote for Bush over Washington by a pretty significant margin, 62% to 28%. And Democrats, conversely, even more overwhelmingly vote for Washington over Bush, 85% to 10%.
And you hadn't expected such partisanship in today's America?
I expected partisanship, but not to the degree that people elevate their current favorites over George Washington.
What kind of understanding did the Americans have about Washington as a military leader?
Not very impressive. One of our questions was, who led the Continental Army to victory during the American Revolution? And only 46% identified the correct answer is George Washington.
Would you have expected Americans to have more of a sense of them?
I would have, yes. I mean, that is his earliest claim to greatness, is that he wins the American Revolution. And that just seems to have eluded people. And people did know in large numbers that he was the first president, but no one seemed to know why he was the first president.
There is an adage about Washington, first in war. How does that go?
Well, the original adage is first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen, and now appears he's seventh in the hearts of his countrymen.
So what conclusion do you draw from that?
I think we in the history profession have to work a little harder to explain Washington to people. I think there may have been some burnout because he was over-explained for a long time. In fact, for decades, it was a federal law that a portrait of George Washington had to hang in a classroom, and understandably, people might have rebelled a little bit against that cult of personality, but I think we've gone way too far in the other direction, and that we do not know as much as we ought to know about a very important early American. I mean, he led the military struggle for independence. He helped shape a very weak government into a strong government, and then he became the first president and really invented the presidency. Many of the traditions that we just accept unblinkingly were things that Washington decided to do for the first time. So we really do need to pay a little more attention to him, not only as a doer, but as a thinker. He was an important political thinker as well as a leader of his country.
Ted Widmer is director of Washington College's C.V. Starr Center for the Study of the American Experience. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much.